Audiomo kit. Normally, if you go to a competition or to training and you're not wearing the exact right kit, the repercussions are minor and sometimes comical. For example, a few years ago, I turned up to some rowing training and I was wearing some fairly baggy shorts and not tight lycra shorts. And my shorts got caught between the rail and the seat and tore in two and came off. So that was cold, wet and embarrassing. In rowing, if you don't wear enough layers in the winter, you'll get very cold. Also in rowing, if you wear something that's too baggy, there's a danger that the oar can get caught in your clothes and you can end up in the water, which can be dangerous, but more than often just very uncomfortable and very wet. In judo, say you turn up to a very heavy randori session and you're just wearing a very thin jacket, you can get it torn and it could come off. Again, not too much of a problem. So generally, in sport and training, if you wear the wrong kit, the repercussions of that are fairly minor and sometimes comical. But the other day, the repercussions were fairly major. I did a 100 kilometer cycle ride and I didn't wear cycling shorts. The saddle was probably in not quite the right position and I was wearing just standard shorts. So the repercussions of this were fairly dramatic in that I've been diagnosed with neuropraxia, which is severe bruising to the nerve. In this case, the sacrum nerve. The symptoms of this are a numb penis, a completely numb penis. I can't feel it. I can't get an erection. It's pretty dead. Thankfully, the doctor doesn't think it's a trapped nerve. So the prevailing wisdom is that in a few weeks, it should clear up and I should get my sensation back, which I hope very much I will, because believe me, it's very unpleasant. But because if I can still feel when I need to go to the toilet, it's probably just bruising, not anything more sinister. So I would always encourage you to wear the right kit to your sport. Not necessarily the most expensive, but just something approaching the right kit, because more often than not, there's a reason for it. So if you're going cycling for a long distance, please wear padded cycling shorts. Please make sure your genitalia is comfortable. And please make sure the seat is at the right height and angle. Because believe me, you don't want to be in my position where your todger is unresponsive and pretty much dead. So please, my friends, wear the right kit. Obviously wear safety helmets if necessary. But in general, wear the right kit, because always a reason. You don't have to spend hundreds of pounds, just wear approximately the right stuff. I thank you.